The chairman of the Jamaica Labour Party's Communication Task Force is downplaying a suggestion by People's National Party General Secretary that Tuesday night's shooting involving Kingston Central Member of Parliament was gang-related. This is WAVS News. Senator Abka Fitsandy says, based on his own investigations, Dr. Dayton Campbell's claim is without merit.
We have no such information. And before coming on here, I checked with the police high command and I made an inquiry whether they have any such information. And the answer is no.
Speaking with RJR News, Fitsandy notes that the party is awaiting the findings of the police investigation.
As far as the matter of what a motive is, we leave that to the police to determine. What we can do is just indicate the facts of what transpired. And when I interacted with members of the community and the MP's campaign team, they corroborated what he said. But, you know, the position of the Jamaica Labour Party concerning this matter is that we urge supporters to exercise restraint.
According to reports, gunmen emerged from a motor vehicle and opened fire at MP Williams and a group of Jamaica Labour Party supporters, including members of his campaign team. The government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines seeking the approval of Parliament for a supplementary appropriation of $98.6 million to complete works in some specific areas. Minister of Finance Camilo Gonzalez, in tabling the motions, says the funds will be used for several projects, including the road rehabilitation program and the Kingston Port project.
We are seeking $28.2 million for the roads program, $25.6 million for the completion of the modern Kingston cargo port, $41.75 million for the housing, post-burial housing recovery program.
In the Bahamas, Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard yesterday slamming Prime Minister Philip Davis after the Prime Minister claimed that he never projected a surplus for the month of April 2025. Pintard said the Prime Minister was either intentional in his comments or does not understand the basic facts of his own budget. During his budget communication in May, Prime Minister Davis told Parliament that preliminary data showed April 2025 in a $135.4 million surplus. However, the Ministry of Finance's recently published monthly fiscal performance report shows there was no surplus, but instead a $2.1 million deficit in April. In Dominica, National Security Minister Rayburn Blackmore issuing a stern warning to individuals who obstruct child victims of sexual abuse from testifying in court, emphasizing that such actions are criminal under Dominica's Sexual Offenses Act. Blackmore addressed the issue of discontinued legal proceedings due to the absence of victim testimony. The law carries a penalty of up to 7 years in prison. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.